On this Student Spotlight, how does state legalization of marijuana affect DUI laws? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Charles Cullison, medical student at Touro University, Nevada, examines a more accurate test for impairment from cannabis.
Recreational marijuana is being widely debated and the topic is in the newspapers every day. My colleague Graham Lambert and I decided to conduct basic research to look into the medical legal issues related to marijuana use, specifically how marijuana is broken down and metabolized, how this process differs when marijuana is inhaled versus ingested, and which metabolites are related to cognitive impairment. We found that certain metabolites, such as THC carboxy, were not related to cognitive impairment and began to wonder if people who were suspected of driving under the influence of marijuana were being screened for the right metabolites. After interviewing forensic toxicology labs across the state of Nevada, we found that there wasn't a standardized way of testing. The law allowed for either urine or blood testing, and there was no specifications of what metabolites should be tested. The result was that different labs tested for different components. The urine screens were detecting THC carboxy, which is not associated with cognitive impairment. In fact, it can show up in urine up to about 38 days after occasional or regular users last smoked or ingested marijuana. Instead, we found two primary components of marijuana, Delta 9 THC and 11-hydroxy THC, that cause cognitive impairment and can easily be detected in blood. THC is metabolized to yield 11-hydroxy THC, which can cross the blood-brain barrier more readily. Yet few labs were testing for these metabolites. We contacted the Nevada legislators and presented our research. They voted to change the law for testing people suspected of DUI with marijuana to only allow blood testing of these two components and not urine testing. As more states legalize marijuana for medical and recreational use, this is something that legislators should be looking at.
That was Charles Cullison of Touro University, Nevada. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.